For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Holy Spirit, we love you. Thank you for gathering all of us here in your presence. Blessed are they whom you call and choose to appear unto you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, you know the heart of God, and you know the will of God. For no man knoweth the thing in a man except the Spirit. And only you know what is in the heart of the Father. So this morning we are here with an open ears to hear what the Father has for his children. Please help us to understand every word that you speak. Let it enter into our hearts and let it bring forth much blessings into us. We pray that none shall be the same. Everybody will leave here changed, because your word is spirit and your word is life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Now, I want all of us to understand who you are, that you are a child of God. Say amen. Hallelujah. That is Psalm 82 verse 5. Oh, give me that scripture. Psalm 82, verse 5. The Bible says, they know not, neither will they understand. You see, if you don't know who you are, and you don't understand what is in you, the Bible said that they walk on in darkness. That means that because you don't know who you are and what is in you, you walk in ignorance. That is darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. You see that your whole life, you don't know how to start. You don't know, everything is confusing. Every foundation that you are supposed to build on, you don't even know. So everything seems out of course to you. Because you don't know who you are. Meanwhile, you are great. Hallelujah. Please write the scripture. Where's your pen? Write the scripture I've given to you. When you go home, read it again. Okay? Where is it? You've written it. Psalm 82, verse 5 to 7. I'm going to read to 7. Write it down. They know not. Ignorance is one of the greatest diseases on earth. Ignorance. Because see, if you know you are, there is something. Do you know why Africa we are poor? We are poor because a white man will come from abroad and come and go to your village, which you have run away from. You have run away from your village because you think there is nothing there, but a white man will come to your village and settle there, and you'll be exporting gold from your father's farm that you didn't know that there was gold there. Yes. So you see, that's why we are poor. You see, when I went to Sunyane, I went to a place called Brekum. And beyond Brekum, there's a huge forest. And the white man is inside there. And I'm sure there are many Brekum people who have left the town. Because they know not that there's riches over there. They know not. A white man has left his country. And he's hiding in the bush. So, I asked myself, what is this man? And you should go and see the man. So you can see that we know not. We know not. Neither do we understand a lot of things. And so we are here. They are making billions of dollars. And we don't know, so we have left things desperate. Everything is out of course to us because we know not. I pray that God will open your eyes to know. My daughters, you are welcome. I miss you. Where have you been? Long time. My Nigerian daughters, God bless you. Hallelujah. They know not, neither will they understand. Therefore, they walk on in darkness. Our whole life, we are walking on in darkness because we don't know what is around us. All the foundation of the earth is out of course. Verse 6. I have said, you are gods. You are God. You are God. As you are sitting, God is telling that you are God. Who is God? God is someone who can create things. You can do new things. You can make everything that is not there. You think there's nothing that he can make something out of that place. That is God. When God comes around, everything changes. I have said that ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. Nicholas, I can tell you that if you don't know, and you won't want to know and understand, you waste your life thinking you are achieving something new. But because you have left your connection to the source of your life. I have said that ye are gods, and all of you are the children. Am I saying something? Can you read the Bible? Is it in the Bible? Every word of God is a prophecy for you. If you receive it, you are God, and you are the children of the Most High God. That is, anything that God has done, you can also do. Say amen. What's your name? Pearl. You are God. And you are a child of God. You carry high level of intelligence. You must be the best in your class from today. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You must be distinguished from anybody who doesn't know who you are and who you are. You must know. If you know that I am God and I'm a son of the Most High God, your attitude will change. If today the president of Ghana make you even his houseboy, won't your walk, even your walking change? But so immediately you come to realization, hey, be careful when you're talking to me, okay? Okay, because you don't know who you're talking to. Why? Because suddenly you have come to realization that you are an important person. But I tell you that as you have come to church today, you are more important than being a child, even of the president. But you see, you know not. And now that you understand, that is why you are walking in darkness. All of you, not some. Say what? All of you. Say, I am one of the all of yous. I am a child of God. Say, there is something special in me that the world must see. I said, there is something special in me that the world must hear and see and know that I'm not an ordinary person. Clap for the Lord that you are not an ordinary person. I have said you are gods, And all of you are children of the Most High God. Watch the next verse, verse 7. But mean that, Bibi, and I'm saying you don't know and you don't walk in it. But not a Bibi, I just say Bibi, but you shall die like men. All your giftings and your talent, you will die with it. All the potentials that God put in you to become a significant person to the world, because you know not and didn't use it, you didn't become anything, you have died with it as ordinary men and fall as one of the princes. That shall not be your story from today. From today, God is going to make you are going to rise up and pursue your visions with the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. By the time your days are over, you must be somebody who has achieved significant things in life. Say amen. Amen. Are you here or go home? Please, I'm not preaching to excite you. I'm preaching to charge you that you are sitting on treasures. You are more than your pocket money. You are the one to generate the wealth, not that you are the one to ask people for wealth. Oh, yes. When you look at our father, the prophet, he is an ordinary man like us. But what has made him become to be able to achieve significantly that the whole world is looking for him? And that is your father. If your father has been able to achieve something, that's the genes and the grace that he has is in you. But you see, until you come to that realization, you will sit down and be crying when there's abundance of riches in you and potentials. Because you know not. Neither do you understand. Say amen. So, there is a book. We have studied it over and over, but I want us to study one again. Attempt great things for the Lord. Attempt. Attempt. Make an attempt to do something great for the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Now, in the chapter 2 of that book, it says, attempt great exploits. Attempt great exploits. Those of you who came for the conference, the 100 books were shared free of charge. You say you won't come because your work is more important for you. Yet, we didn't make any money. You couldn't make any money. Did you make any money? The work that you went for the 4 days... Kuma, the 4 days work that you went, that you didn't come, did you make extra money? Nothing. Nothing. But those who at least will receive something. That's where the differences will be coming from. Because sometimes in your quest to think that, I don't have time, so I can't spare time, that is why you don't know that you are losing even your very life. Oh, yes. Tell me, how much money did you make from Monday to Friday? It was even bad. It will be bad because as long as God knows that you are his child and he was expecting you to come for camp that you didn't come, you will lose. Did Peter not go to fishing and then he caught nothing? He caught nothing because at that time, God didn't want him to go for fishing. But he thought that you go for fishing. And when he went, the Bible says he caught nothing. Agana, you caught nothing. If you that doesn't matter your boat you are wearing. You didn't catch anything. You didn't get anything. You got nothing. But at least those of us who went, at least we caught something. We got something. You belong. You didn't come. We got something. You got nothing. You got nothing, Chrissy. You got nothing. You will be broke. Yes. Yes. That's what people don't know. This is what differentiates those who get blessed. Because there is nothing in God that if you don't sacrifice, you get. Nicholas, Oh, you have to take God seriously. It's not how much carpentry work you do or electrical work. It is the grace that God gives. Life is full of grace. If you don't access the grace of God, and you always want to do things that suit you, I can tell you, you won't go far in life. That's why sometimes you have to give some money out. Not that you don't need money. You give it so that you can get more. Everything comes by sacrifice. Abraham gave his one child. He got more from God. God gave his only begotten son. He got to them. Every people are coming to you. It's a principle of the kingdom. If you don't want to sacrifice something for God, you can't get anything. We are workers. So I am not a full-time. I'm not a full-time pastor. I'm also a worker. I'm also being paid by somebody. But when it comes to God, I have to find a way to absent myself for just 3 days. Yvonne, tell us how much you made when you didn't come. You caught nothing. If you don't learn to make Jesus tell you, come and do this and do the, cut your net here. You can cut net, it doesn't catch anything. You will labor all night. Please understand that when you are a Christian, your source of blessings are different from the people of the world. If you don't understand this simple principle of life, you will struggle in life because you will think that as I come to church and my colleagues are working, they will get better now because your mind is still an earthly-minded person. But when you are a spiritual person, you say, no. It's not my labor that makes me rich. It is the grace of God. And I want to get close to God. And when I know of his will and I do his will, he will tell me, do it this way and you get more. You meet one customer, that's the end. Say amen. May you not die like an ordinary person. As if you are not a Christian. As if you are not a child of God. As if you are not part of Achingano Church. As if you are not one of the sons of Bishop Dark Holiness. You will die as ordinary men. And life fall. You fall. Because you know not. Even the church where God has placed, you know not. You know not. We are not an Orthodox church. We are a specially blessed church. If you don't know, I'm telling you. But until you know, you know not, not that you understand. That is why you perish like ordinary person. Because the blessings of the Father in the house, no? If you have known and you have stayed and you have been partaker of the grace, you would have turned to be a different person. But because you know not and you don't care to know and you don't care to understand, you are walking like an ordinary person in darkness. I pray God will open your eyes. Say amen. Chapter 2 of the book, Attempt Great Things for the Lord. In Daniel chapter 11, verse number 32. Daniel 11:32. Bible say that, and set people as do wickedly against the covenant. God has a covenant with him and his servants. God, he has a covenant between himself and those who serve him. Yes. But those that do wickedly against the covenant. You go against his covenant. What he has said, do this, I will do this. And you say, I won't do it. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. Oh, men, that's called flatteries. Another voice is speaking to you and changing you not to do. Tight. Hey, who got you tight? Who's the how much do you? But the covenant is bring. I open the blessings. And as you were taking the money, Satan said, hey, who is coming in a car? Sorry. What? I'm Fanko. Flatteries. Flatteries. I'm over battery. Flatteries. Said as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But, say but, the people who do know their God, but the people who have covenant with God that I know this God, that when I do this, he will do that. The Bible say, it's the Bible say that Abraham, he told God that if after 100 years, I've had one child, and God said I should give it to him. He said, I know that he is able to raise him up for me. He is what? Able. Romans chapter 4. He said that he was convinced in her that God is able to raise him up for him. That's people who do know their God. Bible said they shall be strong. They shall be what? Strong. And they shall do. They shall what? Do exploits. Say exploits. Say by the grace of God, I shall do exploits. In my lifetime, I shall do exploits. I will not be an ordinary person. There is a spirit of doing exploits in my life within me because I am a child of God. I want to know my God so that I can do exploits. Say amen. Amen. Those who do know their God shall be strong. A strong person is somebody who cannot be convinced and compromise by circumstances, but he's sure of himself that this God that I'm serving is a faithful God. And God will always change my storyline. Say amen. Amen. What is exploits? Exploits are the works of God. When we say the works of God, what does it mean? Something that human hands cannot do. Something that your effort cannot generate. Your personal effort cannot do much. It's called the work of God. Something different, something supernatural, something beyond your wildest expectation. The work of God. Work of God. Amen. If a sick person, you can pray for a sick person to be healed. It means that it is a work of God. It's not normal human effort. Do you understand? Yes. It's called the work of God. That's why he said that Jesus Christ, when John sent the disciples to go and ask, are you the Christ that we should? So go and tell him that the sick is healed. The blind sees. The lame walk. It's because the Bible said, and John heard the works that Christ was doing. When he heard it in the prison, the works, he sent, because Nicodemus said that no man can do these works except God be with him. So to be able to do something that human being cannot do, there must be something special on your life. Are you here? And God wants all of us to do exploits. Say exploits. So to do exploits are the works of God. Number two, exploits is a notable achievement. Say notable achievements. Let me tell you, it's not easy to build a house. But if you're able to build a house, it's a sign that you have done exploit in life. You have achieved something notable. Something that we can point and say that, who did this? Oh, this person did this. Who built motorway? Kwame Nkrumah built it. See, something notable. It's not that I have money. You can have money, but you misuse the money. Even you won't think of what to use the money for. Many of us have strength, but ask yourself, what have you used this strength to achieve? Nothing notable. Notable achievements. When there is a bush, and you come to that bush, and you can convert the bush into a house, it's notable achievement. Is it not true? Yes. That's how we call exploits. God has used you to be able to do something that is notable. When you came to your family, rather, everybody is poor. But you have been able to bring such wealth into the family so much that it's like there was no car you have bought. You were able to have car. Nobody was marrying. Marriage was not working. You have been married. Your marriage is stable. You have it. There is something at notable that, since this person came here, there has been a change. Everywhere that the Lord has placed, may you bring a notable difference there. That is why it takes God. That's why those who do know their God, they are the people that God used to do exploits. So don't live your life by complaining about what you have, where you are, or who you are. But learn how to develop something in you that will make you achieve a notable achievement that people can say that, yes. Life is so difficult that if you don't know God and you don't follow the principles of God, you can never achieve anything. Many ladies, you don't have any notable achievement, though. But not that you don't have money. You have money. But you lack the wisdom of God to create something notable. I can tell you that some of you ladies who are sitting in front of me, you can build your own house. If you use the wisdom of God and know that. See, because how many shoes you wear, nobody cares to know how many shoes you wear. But you see, until you come to the realization, no, this money for shoes, why can't I convert it into land? Into blocks. Into building. So that I'm going to build for people to rent, and I'll rent them a house and get more money and build one. Bible said that. And when Paul was preaching at a certain place, he met a woman called Lydia. And he said unto her, if I have found favor in your sight, come to my house and stay there. A woman has been able to build her own house. So she was able to help Paul to be established in the city, so that he can preach the gospel. I charge every woman here that you must have notable achievement in your lifetime. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You must be, I want to see the Lydias and the Mary Magdalenes, women of substance. Baby, are you understand what I'm saying? Because you must be able to do exploits in your life. Not that you are wearing chains and dresses all the time. They are not exploits. The day you die, nobody would like to wear your shoe. Oh, yes. When my uncle died, I didn't care for anything in the house. I don't need anything from him. Shoe or suit. A suit or old suit. I don't need it. But you can imagine how much money has been invested in shoes and suits. If he had not built houses for his children, his children would have been poor by now. So everybody must be willing to do exploit, something at notable. Tell your neighbor, notable achievement. You must do exploits in your lifetime. Hallelujah. Look at how you have struggled from a village to come to Accra. And then when you have come to Accra, instead of organizing yourself with the knowledge and the wisdom of God to do something notable, you are wasting your money. You spend money to buy a phone worth 10,000 Ghana cedis. Is it notable achievement? Which means in the next 2 years' time, a new brand will come. So you see, many
of us, we are wasting our time, our money, our energy. Young people, you tell me that, oh, but Pastor, I'm a poor person. You are, it's if you have used your hours wisely, you will achieve something notable. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because there are messages you can sit down in your room and soak the messages and believe God and pray and pray. An anointing of the Lord will come upon you. And suddenly you say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And as you are laying your hands on people, people are getting healed. God is looking for men and women and young men to pour His Spirit upon them, to use them to do exploits. You may not have money to buy a car, but bless you. Peter said, a silver and gold I don't have, but I have something that can change your storyline. It was a notable achievement. He was able to raise a bomb, but who was crippled? What are you using your life to achieve? Concerning any unnecessary socializing. So you are not achieving anything. What did 35 years? You are still struggling, calling your mother to send you money. Because you haven't thought of achieving something notable. If you set your mind to achieve something notable, you'll be careful the way you use your time, the way you use your money, the way you look at how you struggle to get one month's salary, and you are going for a girl who can call you and you transfer the whole one month's salary to the person. Are you not a foolish person? Meanwhile, the next time you see her, somebody has taken her from you. Because see, women are also looking for men who have achieved something notable.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen. Notable achievements. It's called exploits. Exploits. Are you here? Well, in your lifetime, may you achieve something notable. You started this branch. You started this a center in this area. And when you started the center, by the grace of God, that center has been established as a church. It shall be to your glory in heaven that you have achieved something notable. It's an exploit in Christ. And I know every one of you can achieve an exploit. Don't sit down and say, can't do anything. Sister, maybe there's, you can sing a song. There's a gift of singing in you that when you stand here to sing that song, it's going to change people's destiny forever. And all you know, your riches and your glory and your promotion is in the gift of your gift. But see, you are sitting on the treasure of your giftings and as if you are nobody. May you achieve something notable. And that's what God is charging every one of you. Those who do know their God, they'll be strong and they shall do exploits. May you do exploits in your lifetime. Say amen.
Amen.
You will not be a person who will live the rest of your life without achieving anything. How many people you brought to church? You haven't thought about that. It took one woman to tell Bishop that, young boy, I don't know how to do quiet time. He said, no. He said, sit down. Let me teach you quiet time. Take a book. Read it. And there's a scripture. Read it. And then after that, sit down and meditate upon it. And God will speak to you. Hey. As he was teaching him, small boy, he didn't know that she was raising an international star. And if you were the lady who did that work, can't you see that there's something you can point? Can't you be happy to point your hands at that? By the grace of God, I was the one who taught Bishop, this young man, to become a prophet today. It's not something notable. It's not an exploit. How can you be sitting there and saying you have nothing to do for God? Do you know one person you bring to church? Do you know what God can use that person? It's something notable. I don't want anybody this year to be an ordinary person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot, some of a person, you cannot be coming to church without even thinking of bringing someone to church. Do you know the person that you are speaking to? What God, if you bring that person to church, what God can use that person to become? And you'll be proud and say that, oh, this brother Maxwell, I brought him to church.
It's a notable achievement that heaven will reward you for that. Clap yourself to hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here of God home? Are you going to live your life as an ordinary person? Throughout the Bible, Bible records people who achieve notable things. Those who couldn't achieve anything, their name never appeared in the Bible. Sometimes when you hear of Abraham, as if he was the only one who was alive. No, there were many people who were alive. But you see, they couldn't achieve anything notable. That's why their names were erased from the world. Your name will never be erased from the world. Say amen. Oh yes, I'm happy that I've been a pastor for 23 years. Because by the grace of God, there are notable. I see notables. I'm always looking for notables. That is a sign that God is with me. Notable. Amen. Because this man will not travel all the way from Pong, Temapong, and come to Ajirengano Church. Unless something on me has been a blessing to him. Something notable has entered him. That's why he's following. Are you here, go? How can you be a person without any achievements? Uber, we are so bad. Uber, did you now die now? We are now quiet. You didn't leave any mark of reference to your life. Jubilant, today is your birthday. Ask yourself, so all this year that I've lived, what has been my notable achievement? What have I used my life to achieve in the kingdom of God? I mean, in my lifetime, what have I achieved? Everybody just think that in my lifetime, what have I achieved? Apart from myself, I buy shoe, I eat, I drink, I go, I come. What else can you say of yourself that this is my notable achievement in life? How many people can you point that through you they are established in church? Sonia. That she's always trying to bring people to church. That is a notable achievement. You sit down. That God is looking for those whose eyes are looking to do something for him. Always. That's why the church is empty. Because you have never thought that by bringing a soul to the Lord, you are bringing something notable. That God can see. That is the one to me and yes can sit down and cry. When you come to me and talk, at least in the church, dear. You're not bold, dear. See, I say, oh, I see mercy. On the toes, I knew we. On the composers, I knew we. Some of you are powerful musicians. But you see, you are so thinking about yourself that you have forgotten about. Have you achieved anything with your voice? Always singing people's songs. Why can't you sit down once? 3 days go on retreat and say, Lord, there is some gift of singing in me. How can I create something out of this in my life? And you see, it is the creativity in you that brings your wealth and your riches. The God factor. Hallelujah. I beg you, don't live your life as a waste. Tell your neighbor, don't live your life as a waste. You know, Bible says in John chapter 4, there was a woman that Jesus Christ met. She was almost like he had married about 5 women, men. But Jesus Christ, Bible said that when he saw that there's a prophet to come, another prophet said, Jesus, I'm the prophet. He said, hey, I've seen you as a prophet. Bible says she left everything. She went to the city. He told the people, come and see a man who has told me everything. About. Is he not the Christ we have been talking about? I've seen the Christ that Moses spoke about. And Bible says, she brought the whole city to Christ. We never know who she was, but we can see a notable achievement that she brought
She did what? Brought the whole city into Christ. Oh, may the Lord use you.
Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how sinful you have been. It is how you can use the rest of your life to do something for God. That is what will be noted about you.
Rahab
was a prostitute in Jericho. But he didn't bother about her past. When he saw that these are men of God, and he connected and said, I want to go with you. I want to go and serve your God. I'm stopping my past. I committed all this because of ignorance. But now that I know there's a God who's moving ahead, I want to join and play the little role I can play. Today, her name has been registered among women. May your name begin to be registered among men and women. That God, you allow God to use to achieve something notable. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Ate, what? Ask yourself, what is your notable achievement for the many years God has given to you? Today, if God should call you to leave this world, what can you say that you achieved that will be of a memory for you? Eternal memory. Who will mention your name? Young man, maybe you have to go to Bible school so that God can use you to achieve something notable. He said, I want to go to Bible school. I want to become an anointed man of God. I want to be a missionary who will go out to the world. At least I'm going to India somewhere. I'm going to a village somewhere to do my little I can do. At least people can know that when I came on this earth, I've been able to achieve something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are going to do something for the Lord? To give yourself at least something that will be noted. Now, maybe I say, who now yes, I do we? Palania, who now yes, I do we? My sorry fee. I saw that when God is blessing those who did something for him, he can connect you to it. Oh, yes. I thank God that God, I've had the privilege to be part of the people who started a church. The planter of a church. It's notable. Today, go there and see how many people are gathered there. And apart from that, there's a school. People bring their children every day. When I think about that, I get happy. That if even human beings don't recognize it, as far as the history of God is concerned for my life, there is something notable that God has used me to do. That branch I started, I was in charge of a diocese. And out of the diocese, one diocese had come additional 6 dioceses out of my diocese. And they have come out of about 6 or 7 bishops out of those dioceses. With church buildings in all those areas. Notable achievements. May you do exploits in your lifetime. I said, may you do exploits in your lifetime. Don't waste your time, oh, young men and young girls. God is expecting something to come out of your life. You may think you are too young, but the Bible said that Uzziah was 16 years old. 16 years old when he became a king. Uzziah. 16 years old. And then God used him to do exploits. Give me that scripture, Uzziah. 16 years old. He achieved something in his life. Hallelujah. Are you there? Go home. Oh, tell God, God, use me to do exploits in your life. In my lifetime. In my lifetime. Say, in my lifetime. All the people of Israel took Uzziah, who was 60 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. Eh? I want the Second Kings version. And then what happened? Quickly. What, the next verse says what? He made me a king. And what happened? Hey. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Is it there? He built Eloth. He did what? 16 years. Can we build 16 years? He did exploits. See, it's what you do with your life that is used to recognize you. Not that he used money to wear shoes, to do hair, to do... No. He built. Tell your neighbor, built. Building is a sign of exploits in your life. Determine that in your lifetime, you shall be a builder. Say amen. Say amen. You have to build something. Build a church. Build somebody. Build a building for yourself. So that your children will not come and struggle. Look at how you struggle to get a rent advance. Because of rent advance, see how many men have misused you. You want your children to come and continue this case. That is why when you get money, use it wisely. Because that money will not come to you again. You must learn how to accumulate it to achieve something out of that effort. So that you can say that when I was working in this place, the little I got, I was able to build one room. One room. It's an ice exploit. Not that when I got the money, I used it to go and eat and drink and smoke and do this. That's why Pastor Daniel is sitting there here always crying. He could have had an exploit life if he had known God at that time. He would have had about 7 plots or 10 plots of land in this area. Oh? Oh, yeah, it's true. But what happened? All the money was wasted. There was no aim. But that should not happen to you. Somebody's mistake should be your wisdom. Say amen. Many of us, the reason why we are suffering is that our parents, they misused their opportunities. They couldn't do any exploits. That is why we are struggling. It's like we are now to start the whole process again. But may God use you. You are going to do exploits. He built, he restored. Not only built, but the thing that had been spoiled, he brought it back. He has the money to repair something that had been destroyed. That's a man of exploits. A man of exploits is always trying to do something that just, even if it's destroyed, he's trying to bring it back. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, there were some people who used to come to this church, but they have not stopped. But your effort is that I'm going to look for them and bring them back to church. That's an exploit for the Lord. I said, that's an exploit for the Lord. He restored. After that, the king slept with his... No, there's more to it, his land, than this verse. Eh? Is it not... What is that scripture? Eh? 2 Kings... Okay, don't worry. We can go and read it, but our time is ending already. Let me try and close. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm saying that don't sit down here and say you are too young. See, when you are a man of who want to do exploits, you start thinking about what can I do? Not what can I get. What can I do? Tell me to me. Miniska. But what can I do? Can't I be listening to messages? Can't I be reading a book? I can do something that can help me to achieve something in my life. But you see, many of us, that is the obronsam nedadao. There is something in you, because Bible says you are God. Which secondary school did God go? Jesus Christ, which university did he attend? But you see, he carried a certain nature. And that is why anywhere he found himself, he did exploits. He was able to heal the sick. May the Lord anoint you that you can heal the sick. It's an exploit. It's a work of God that God is using you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? So let me conclude on the book. But the book, maybe next week, which is the last Sunday of the year, of that we'll be here. How many? Next week is our last Sunday that we are going to be here. A notable achievement. Exploits are striking accomplishments. You have been able to accomplish something that it's striking. As we went to Mampong, and we saw how Bishop has transformed the bush into a university campus. It's striking. Striking. How can your father do that, but you can't do that? Because you are not thinking of who you are. What can I? You have to start, some of you have to start dreaming. Bible says Joseph was 17 years and he started dreaming. Started dreaming. How many are 17 years and above? 17 years and above. But what is your vision in life? You have no vision. Joseph started having vision. I want to see my brothers bowing before me. I want to see my mother and my father even bowing before me. I want to be such a great person. When the vision started, he started working himself towards the vision. That's why many of us, we waste our time because we don't even have vision of what we want to become. But if you're a man or a woman, not looking to do exploits. I remember as a village boy, I told myself that me, the day I leave this village, and I get to that Accra some, you people will not forget me again because, oh yes. Because I know when I get to Accra, anything that I have to do to become important in Accra, I will do it over there. Now I'm never coming to this village again. And by the grace of God, as sure as I had that vision and I had the opportunity to come to Accra, I've never decided to go back to the village again. Because anything that I had to enable me to be able to stay in Accra, I did it. If I had to serve somebody, if I had to sweep somebody's house to give me a place to sleep in Accra, I humble myself and sweep it. So that I want to achieve something with my life. I don't want to go back to this poor family again. Today, when I entered the whole village, when I went to my hometown, I realized that my spirit has left the place many, many years ago. Even if I sleep one night, it's like a whole year in prison to me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But many of you are still interested in going to village. Because in Christ, something I'm free with more. Wouldn't it vision be? Did they be up and some say, but some are so nice, a present, first of an abo sako crew, okay? Wouldn't it vision? They are looking for you to become a great person so that they can say that since you came to the city, you have become an important person. And they will come and visit you here. Not that you go back and visit them. You don't have vision. That's why you're not thinking of doing exploits. Nothing good is coming out of your life. That's why nobody is following you. Nobody that like to meet you. But men of exploits. I say men of exploits. Next week, God willing, we'll continue. And I'll show you what men of exploits, how they're able to attract more blessings into their lives. Men of exploits. Yeah, men of purpose. That's why they always attract a lot of blessings in their lives. They are never poor. They are never ordinary people. Anywhere they go, they have attractions. They have favors. They are always living in grace and glory. I declare that you shall live in grace and glory. Men of exploits. Those who do know their God. May you know God from today. May you get close to God today. Give yourself to praying and reading your Bible, young girl. Read your Bible, pray every day. God will make you become a woman who will do great things in your life. You will not die as an ordinary person. You will not die without achieving anything striking accomplishment. People will say that, hey, oh, Namia Shalom. Who said near Master Sahara? Send ye Naminam Swaye, Naminam Swaye, Naminam Swaye, Naminam Swaye, Naminam Swaye. How do you think that God is using people to do exploit by you? There, nothing is coming out of your life. And you are happy that you can't do, there's nothing that is recognizable about you. You should never be happy. I said, you should never be happy. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Pray to God and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to be strong in you. Many of us, the reason why we cannot do exploit is we are weak. Your feelings are weak. When you now feelings, naba. You feel sleep, I say, you have to go and spend that money. So scan, can I say to me, boa boa, no, I can't be top lot. Now this sit down. Nini na how they have to talk to TV, I'm out, a girl, we want everybody them. Fridge, you want them. Fan, will be fine. Fan, airborne. Won't I triaka? Aircon. What to turn your master? You have shed all that came into your hands. What changing your man crow for? And all of them too has disappointed you. May you come out of this foolishness. Say amen. From today, begin to direct your attention, your time. Say my time. I will use it wisely. My energy. I will use it wisely. My money. I will not give to people by hearts. If you want to give, you give to church. You give your tithe. You give to an anointed man of God as a seed so that you draw from the anointing upon life to prosper. But for a foolish girl to call you just because she showed you half of her breast. Just because you show you half of her breast. And just a small part of her thighs. Even as she smiles at you, say, oh, she's loving me. Foolish man. Who does say that when a woman laughs at you, it means that I love you? It's just he's trying to be nice to you. It doesn't mean that he loves you. But you have assumed that, oh, he loves me. Then you ask, sister, say, what do you want? 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 May the Lord make it men and women of exploits. I see you achieving great things in life. I see you establishing things. You know, some of you, God is telling me that you are going to start your own company. You are not an employee. You will establish your own school. Your eyes, start looking for land. God is going to make you a builder of a school. I said, God is going to make you a builder of it. They that do know their God. You are going to know God from today. Yes. Spend time in the morning. Pray. Every day pray. Every day pray. Because the closer you get to God, the more you see God using you to do exploits for your life. When you go far from God, you'll be losing your potential to create something for your life. But the closer you get to God, the greater you see that you are like God. And you begin to think like God. Behave like God. Bishop was saying last idea that you will begin to attract the characteristics of the character. Yes. The nature of God will become part of your nature. You begin to think creative. Wealth. I want to live long. I don't want to leave my children. They are too young for me to go and chase another girl. And I can easily die. And leave this my children. One small feelings I caught from here. Could shorten my days. Why should I do this thing? I want to spend with my little time God has given to me. With my wife. To live longer. To be able to take care of my children. And raise them to become great people. Why should I leave my wife and go and have another affair? See, because it is that godliness that controls and help you to begin to use money wisely. It's your wife asking for money for what do you call top money. You say, I don't have. But your girlfriend calls you and you just transfers. How can you achieve something in life? How can you achieve something? Because to build means that you need to control your income expenditure. Accumulates. Every time you spend foolishly, you are reducing your wealth. How can you achieve something great? But you see, when you start becoming like God, you come knowing God, following God, praying to God, studying the word of God, you see that your brains and your heart and your lifestyle is being changed like God. Suddenly you said that you start to begin to buy things. What others are selling, you'll be buying. Because you have what it takes to buy. Every time you spend, even 10 Ghana cedis, it could have been saved to have, tomorrow you can have 20 Ghana cedis. The next time you have 30 Ghana cedis. The next time you see that you have 40 Ghana cedis. Before you know, you see that you have 100 Ghana cedis. Before you know, you see that you have 1,000. Before you know, you see that you have about 10,000. And they say there's a plot of land somewhere at 5,800. Oh, I can buy. It takes the Spirit of God to build you up. I pray that from today, God will use you to do exploits in your lifetime, striking things, achievements. May you become a woman of achievements. Not a woman of painting faces. How many mascaras you have bought in your lifetime? If you can think about all the mascaras, all the shoes you have been wearing, if you have accumulated that wealth and you have saved that money over time, you would have realized that you would have been a millionaire by now. Don't think about what people are thinking about you. Let the people, tell the people that one day they will see my achievements. As they are struggling in their rooms, struggling to get rent to pay, you'll be going around collecting rent from your people who are saying. Because those who do exploits, those are the people who advance their lives. May the Lord bless you and make you an achiever of great exploits. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Stand to your feet, pray to God and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to be a strong Christian. For they that do know their God, they shall be strong. I want to be a strong person. Some of you, your strength is, you must pray that God will give you a strength to control your feelings. Because some of you, your belly is your God, your belly. Anytime you hear of anything, and the food is very, sometimes the food is very expensive. Hallelujah. Pray and say, Lord, make me a woman, a man of substance, that I can do exploit in my lifetime. In my lifetime, in my lifetime, I want to be a person of exploits, to achieve great things, to achieve, accomplish many things. I want to undertake bold undertakings, daring feats, brilliant and heroic feats, exploits of the works of the Father, exploits at the works of Jesus, miracles, signs and wonders, building churches for Christ, exploits, Lord. Give me the power to do exploits. I don't want my life to just be lived on earth. I want to be an achiever. Achiever of great things. Something tangible. Something that is notable. 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 I want to be a pastor who will preach to make people be established. People will be saved from God. I want, that is notable achievement. Notable. Not, I want to be a center leader who mobilizes people to church. Every Sunday, I will mobilize people. It's a notable achievement. I don't want to use my energy and my time doing nothing in my lifetime. But I want to use it, oh Lord, to do something that is notable, Lord. Oh, pray. Everybody pray for the grace of God. Pray for the Spirit of God. Pray for the wisdom of God. Pray to know God. Pray that, God, I want to know you more. I want to understand you more. I want to get closer to you more. I want to be a man or woman of exploits. I don't want to just live my life. I want to experience the wonderful works of God. Achieving great things. Achieving mighty things. Oh, Lord. Oh, become an employer of 1,000 people. Oh, Lord, employer. I don't want to be just an employee, but the opportunity to create wealth for others to have work to do. Oh, Lord, make me an achiever. Make me a man and woman of exploits. Pray, everybody, pray for the Spirit of God. For the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach, to help the poor out of poverty. God wants you to use your life, your time, your energy to do something that is notable, notable, something that is of eternal reference. When heaven is recorded, your name can be recorded as one of the people who achieved something notable in the kingdom, something notable in the country, something notable in your family, something notable where your children will walk in blessings. Pray for the grace of God. Pray to know God. Pray to get closer to God. Pray to have more favor from God. Pray to have more grace from God. Pray that God will multiply His grace. His grace upon you to be able to achieve great works. Greater works. Your life will not be useless. Oh, after so much of grace of God. Oh, after so much of favor of God. After so
so much of the blessings of God. May God direct you to become a woman of exploits, a man of exploits. Pray for the anointing, for the Spirit of God, for the power of God to come upon you to do great things. Pray that God will use you to be a center leader, drawing people to His kingdom. You may not be rich financially, but you can be rich in your attraction of souls to the kingdom. Oh, so pray, Lord, like the woman of Samaria, I can only bring the people to you. I don't know how to preach to them, but I can bring. 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 I can bless people. I can do something notable. Notable. Notable.
We pray
for your kingdom.
We thank you. In the name of Jesus.
We bless you. Now, everybody, place your hand in your head and pray that Holy Spirit, please come upon me to make me a man or woman of exploits. Say, I want to be a person of exploits. I don't want to be an ordinary person. For the Spirit of God, for the grace of God, for the wisdom of God, for the knowledge of God, all bring a man into greatness. To do exploits. I cannot misuse the grace for nothing. I cannot misuse my energy for nothing. I cannot misuse the Spirit of God and achieve nothing in my lifetime. Oh, Holy Spirit, come upon me and make me achiever of exploits. Oh, achiever of great accomplishment. I want to be a man or person of accomplishment. I want to do something striking. In my lifetime, Holy Spirit, please use me to do great works in the kingdom of God, in the nation, in my family. Oh, Lord, use me, Lord, to do great works for you in your life, my lifetime. Let many people benefit from my effort in life, from my wisdom in life. For the money you gave unto me, let many people benefit. Every gift of God in me, let it begin to be used to be a blessing to many people. Help me, Lord, to achieve great things for you in my lifetime. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.